And this 1 hour listener will pick some jazzy vibes from Indonesia. So stay tuned. The voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Setiap kali diajak pergi keluar malam, pulangnya pagi. Bukan tak mau bersosialisasi, ku hanya takut tak mampu lagi. Dingin angin malam, apa lagi nongkrong sampai pagi. Bukannya jangan sering menolak, ku hanya sadar hampir senja.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300 meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists, such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Berhembus angin malam mencekam. membelai wajah ayu. Itulah kenangan yang berani denganmu. Kudekati dirimu, kau diam, tersungging senyuman di bibirmu. Itulah senyuman yang terakhir darimu.
Listener, here is quote of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Jude Nyadin. Listener, Jude Nyadin is a national hero in Indonesia. Her spirit for independence never flickered, even in the face of the enemy, or even when she was sick. Jude Nyadin always uphold her principles and her belief in Islam. And listener, that's the quote of the day. Thank you.
tulisan mata suratan hati nan merindu. Rindu bayangan nan meliputi para sari wajahmu. Mengapa mendusta seribu kata?
Located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the local's housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
That's Glenn Bradley with Kasih Putih or the White Love. And we'll talk about how Indonesia is boosting our agriculture, listener. Most people think that we add new equipment, we add this, we innovate that. But no, instead of all of that, we will be optimizing what we have. For example, the swamp area, and also planting area expansion and some mechanization. And this was stated by our Minister of Agriculture, Andi Amran Sulaiman. And according to him, that the government's irrigation pumping program also play a crucial role in enhancing, increasing the agricultural productivity. And with this program, listener, the ministry provides farmers with access to water pumps, which help to overcome irrigation limitation in some rain-fed lands and drought-hit regions. Suppose you are not familiar with agricultural terms. Not all fields get enough water. Some of them depends on the rain, and some of them will need irrigation. And with this, listener, farmers can irrigate their land more effectively. And of course, with enough water, they will increase the crop planting index and also extend the planting period throughout the year. And this will be one step closer to the achievement of the national food security.
Sajauh ni pangindita sa tebing leleng kahar heb di mana diri miara mulang tetep kasalira dina tetep unggal juru ayah carita menyentuh kabu kagagasa bayang-bayang saban wayah mawar tenang ku endah na ku asik na lumi tetep mati di nga asi matak metah tumaning na I'm
at RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener, there is millions of information out there. One of them is about disaster. But how to make one info on disaster help more lives? Here is an opinion from Avianto Amri, the chairman of Indonesian Society for Disaster Management, in a recent interview with the Voice of Indonesia.
Much agree. Building connections is really key. Because right now, the flow of information in this digital era is actually very, very fast. People can access information, but what we're looking for is accurate information, clear, understandable, and actionable information. This is something that we still need to be improved. We have learned very good knowledge on COVID during pandemic era, where you can have a lot of information going on, but if you equip it with simple messaging, then it can be clearer for the community. Mm-hmm. People know how to access the information, and they can also act on it.
For the complete or whole dialogue, you can find it on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Manalah kau tahu datang hari ini, hari di mana ku melihat dia. Yang tak ku bidik, yang tak ku cari, duga benih patah hati lagi. Tahu begini,
jika bisa memilih tak bertemu pasti
itu yang ku pilih.
Jika bisa ku hindari garis interaksi,
itu yang ku pilih. Ingin bawanya ke tempat-tempat indah, tipikal sih saya ingin tahu pikirnya. Entah ini ingin, entah ini sayang, si hati rapuh tanpa wahana. Oh lagi-lagi,
aku yang tak berkendali di oasis sendu,
itu yang ku pilih.
Aku yang tak kuasa mengendali hati,
tak sama ku pilih alam dan seluruh energinya. Apa dalam ciptanya arahku, bila bukan untuk aku, hindariku dari patah hati itu.
Jika dia memang bisa untukku sini, dekat dan dekatlah. Dan jika dia memang bukan untukku, tolong berada pada.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
sebusur pelangi, or a rainbow by Nonaria. And after this, we'll bring you not to a rainbow, but instead a geopark located in one of the northernmost point in Indonesia. It's called Natuna. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Terima kasih kepada Allah, ia melagunya yang menawan, membuat hati ini terhibur, lembut dan senang.
Prehistoric traces have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island, from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island, at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubi, Senoa Island, Kamak Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. And because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail. It is a Rasan district.
Nah, kemudian yang terakhir karena kita memiliki culture diversity.
Lastly, we have cultural diversity.
Budaya yang kita miliki. Ya, kita kan ada.
Yes, we do have mandu, sudo chicken, pastel arts,
kesenian alu.
A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, KK Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia.
Berada dalam kawasan wilayah Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia.
With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said, the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations, in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Bukan apa arti dibalik cerita. Hati ini terasa berbunga-bunga, membuat seakan aku melayang sebuah asmara. Adakah satu arti dibalik apa?
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Izinkan hamba menutur sebuah cerita yang terpenggal di selatan Jakarta. Bukan gegap gempita serta baik buruk sarana, ya jauh dan hampa penuh peluh atau ponestapa. Ini kisah yang tak akan mungkin terlupa tanpa nuansa asmara dan cinta.
Listening to Kisah dari Selatan Jakarta, or Story from Southern Jakarta, by Wachus and the Gabos Company. More about Indonesia is coming up next on VOAnews.id and also the application at RI Digital. Now here's the news. First, the headlines. Regional heads to join training in Magelang. National Police launches traffic safety operation, and here is the news in detail. Some 505 elected regional heads consisting of regents, mayors and governors will join training at a military academy in Magelang, Central Java. Deputy Minister of Home Affairs Bima Arya recently said all elected regional heads would be gathered first at the Yogyakarta Presidential Palace before heading to Magelang. There are 505 regional heads consisting of governors, regents, and mayors to be inaugurated by President Prabowo in Jakarta on February 20th. After that, on the 21st, the regional heads will join a training in Magelang.
Satu, para kepala daerah itu akan mengikuti pembekalan di Magelang.
Bima Arya further remarked that the training for regional heads in a new, we should say, is a new political culture in the country, like the one initiated by President Prabowo for the Red White Cabinet in October 2024. The Indonesian National Police launched a 14-day traffic safety operation starting from Monday, February the 10th until Sunday, February 23rd. The head of the traffic course, Brigadier General Agus Suryonugroho in Purwakarta, said the operation aimed to improve people's compliance to traffic law. And he also wished people's compliance will be continuing even until the ketupat operation during the Eid homecoming and return flow. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Speak like I wasn't ever gonna leave.